Welcome to the Transparency Show, where broken people heal together. And now, here's your episode's host.
What's up, everybody? It's your main man, T1, aka the Mystery Kid. Y'all know what's up. If I have a show going on, then there must be something to talk about, something to put on the table. Welcome to the Transparency Podcast. Our mission is to help one another heal through community, transparency, and through the sharing of the word of God. Listen, our vision statement is very, very simple. Our vision is to become a trusted resource of God's true healing power by the sharing of faith and testimonies. Our rock scripture is John 8:32, and it reads, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Nothing but the truth shall set you free. I got a special guest on the line with me. Let me tell you right now, I could not find the words to explain who this brother is, not only to the kingdom of God, but also to me as an individual. Okay, this man has a story and a testimony that will literally change the face, or has changed the face, and will continue to change the face on how we do ministry. This brother is not normal at all. Not at all. He is as real as they come. He's a pastor. He's an amazing father. And we are excited to have such a leader and such oracle on behalf of the kingdom of God with us today. All right. This is a soldier. All right. He's also I wouldn't even say ex-gangster, because he's still a gangster. But he's just a gangster in a different way, okay?
Facts.
So I like to welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, my brother, my friend, my confidant, somebody that I love with every ounce of core of whatever's on the inside of me, Pastor Levi. What's good, my bro?
What's up? What's up, man of God, father, entrepreneur? I'm talking about, the list goes on. I'm talking about producer. I'm talking about rapper, singer, musician, you know, minister, pastor, all of that good stuff. My friend, my brother, but besides all of the titles, just simply an amazing man. I want to say thank you, man, for such a dynamic introduction. And man, it's an honor, man. It's an honor. And to everybody that's listening, ladies, gentlemen, you know, near and far, I just want to say what's up to you guys, man. What's happening, family?
Man, listen, honor to have you, bro. You got to take the pledge before we move forward. Before we can heal, you got to take the pledge, man. So let's take this pledge. You ready? So, it's I, Pastor Levi, solemnly promise.
I, Pastor Levi, solemnly promise.
To keep it all the way 100.
To keep it all the way 100.
And to be transparent in Jesus' name. Let's heal, my brother. Listen, man, the topic that we got right now for this podcast, for this episode, for this segment, it's going to rock some, it's going to shake some foundation, it's going to rock some feathers, all right? But it's real, it's raw, and it's definitely relevant, man. It's a necessary conversation and dialogue. I feel we should have more in the out in the open, especially as a church, you know what
definitely.
I mean?
Definitely.
Especially as a church. So, man, let's talk about graduating from a nigga to a king.
Yeah, buddy. Okay? Oh, my gosh.
Okay. because when we greet one another, I you know, that's something that we do. Is we always, "What's up, King?" If we texting, if we calling.
Yeah.
And I wanna give some roses real quick, man, to the late and great Fred the Godson. I never forget. Let me tell you something, man. I was in New York. Honest to God, this is a true story, everybody. I was in New York, and I got introduced to Fred the Godson to get ready to do a collaboration with him. I will never forget. This is the first person that ever approached me and said, "What's up, King?" And when it, Levi, bro, when he said, "What's up, King?" the interesting piece about it was I was confused.
Definitely.
I was perplexed, because nobody had ever spoken such or ever referred to me as such. Nobody's ever summoned me in that manner. So I'm sitting there kind of confused, because he's calling me something that I don't know I am.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? I didn't relate to that call. All I know is, "What's up, my nigga? What's up, bro?" And that's all I ever heard all my life. And he was the first person to hit me with that. And it was interesting because a little bit after that, that's all I heard you refer to me to. And I'm like, what? It must be something going on in the spirit. It must be something going on in the culture. It must be a PSA that I ain't get. Like, everybody calling each other king, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. But, man, let's talk about this word, man. You know, why the word nigga? Like, why do you think we as a culture, we as a people, why do you think we use that so loosely?
You know, man, it's so far backdated to where we gotta look at history first. We gotta look at those that came before us from slavery days up until now. I believe that it's derogatory in nature to refer to each other as such, but it has been a learned behavior throughout generations.
Mm-hmm.
And in slavery time, in the terminology of slave owners, it was the ER. Okay, it was nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was the ER.
Teach.
And then what happened as time passed on and we begin to kind of evolve into more of a space age type mindset, and you know, you started having radio, you started having television, you started being introduced to integration. You know, and then comes black entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, and so when black entertainment comes, you know, then comes the reality check on hip hop. And what happened then is you got people that have taken the word and loosely begin to put it into music, television, and when it became a conversation between two people and it sounded like it was the conversation for blacks, it became popular.
Mm.
Okay, then what happened after that was society and those that were writing checks who had ownership, not knowing that these people had ownership of the blacks, what happened was the more they used the word, the more they paid them. Okay? Mm. So we started getting paid to say the word.
Mm.
So it did not no longer seem like it was something that we should have kept away from the culture and something that we should have escaped from, being knowing that it was too close in nature to those that paved the way for us to be free right now. But I'm getting this check. So nigga, man, if they want me to put nigga in a rhyme and they're gonna cut me a check for $10,000, I'm gonna say nigga all day. Okay, but then let's go a little further. It begins to grow and everybody is big piggybacking off of it. Oh man, bro don't sound right in a song. King don't sound right in a song, but nigga do.
Wow.
But watch this. It not only described me greeting you as my brother without calling you brother, it also was a word to show forth my anger, because when I'm angry, I also say I'm gonna kill that nigga. Don't that sound like the slave master? It sounds like the slave master. The slave master has now put the mindset of him inside of us as black males, and we have been on the same mission that the slave master was on years and years ago, which is to destroy and dominate the black man, even as a black man.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Nigga is such it's such a derogatory word, but watch this. Let's go a little further. If you study deep enough, you'll find out that nigga is not a word used to describe an African-American man. Yes, that's what they have spoken, and that's what they taught. But in nature, it is a word used to describe character defect.
Mm.
Okay, so what happens when we think that we are niggas? We literally stay in a character deficiency and a defect in our character and nature. So we are programmed by the word that they gave us to use, that also they paid us to use, but keeping us in a slave mentality. It does not matter that you're a millionaire, you a slave millionaire though.
Bro, king, wait. Woo, so that brings, that's a lot to chew on, bro. So that brings me to, you know, our second question. You know, do you think that we as a people could ever graduate from the comfort of referring to one another as such?
It's gonna have to be with people such as us that will also challenge those with bigger platforms than us. Mm. You know, it's gonna have to be people that are literally having these hundreds of thousands and millions of followers, because you see, you got to understand, watch this. If you get a Jay-Z, a Nas, a Tupac, a Lil Wayne, all of these people, and because the hip hop world is where it's at more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the hip hop world. So let's just be transparent and real. Mm-hmm. Who controls the hip hop world?
Come on, man. 95%.
95% of it is controlled, by foreigners, people that ain't even our color.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what they do? Yes, they make the rappers rich. But why are they making them rich? Because the rappers are steadily spewing out music to kill the black culture.
Yes, they are. Come on,
it's,
man.
Genocide.
Teak,
and
bro.
Then what they do is they know that you rich, but you rich, watch this, you rich with a broke character.
Mm.
Okay, so you rich, but you on drugs too.
But
you rich.
Poor.
You rich, but you call our black women bitches. You rich, but you are telling our young black boys how to kill each other. So you have a poor, weak-minded mentality. All you doing is buying up jewelry, buying up cars, but you are not healthy for the black community.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So here you have a distribution of an infection into the black community that's being spooled out at an alarming rate, and people like you and I, until we get that platform, we can't combat it because our followers ain't as plentiful at the moment as these are. So we have to continuously put it out there, no matter how many people don't like it, no matter what. And here's the other part. It's not just about blacks. I call white men kings. Because watch this, when I call a white man a king, it makes him identify with who I am. That also lets him know that there's something different about me. I'm not your nigga.
Oh God. Oh, glory to God. Come on, man. Ah, wow.
You see, so man, it's like until we can't graduate, Pastor, until we can first realize the class we're in. I can't graduate until I realize what class I'm in. I am in a class, watch this, of character defect.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta recognize what class I'm in. Man, do you know that the word nigga used the way that it's used today is a dysfunction in our vocabulary?
Mm.
It is
Could
the most popular word
Experiment.
in the It is the most popular word in the black man's dick, in the black man's vocabulary. Wow. Vocabulary. Yet it is the word that keeps us operating in a dysfunctional state.
Yes, sir. Wow. Wow. Wow, man. Teach us, man.
When I identify you as my brother or king and not my nigga, then I remove the mindset that has been given to us by the slave master, and I place on the mindset of unifying a body of men that can love one another, respect, honor, cherish, and appreciate his other brother.
Mm. It's making me think of a term, man, that you got, man. It's it keep ringing in my spirit. Like, the more you talk, all I hear is privileged slave.
That's right.
You're still a slave, but you just have a little bit more privilege.
That's it.
You know,
that's
but you're just a privileged slave. But bottom line, you're still
a slave. But watch this. Right. The only privilege you got is the privilege to kill more.
Man,
I'm giving you the privilege to kill more.
God. That's the end of the podcast, guys. It's been nice. I'm just Oh my God. Come on, man. Glory to God. Wow. So it's really more like, you know what? I don't have to stand on the front line, because you're willing to stand on the front line long as I give you spotlight, as long as I rub your back, as you know. And I heard you keep saying the word rich, right? The word rich. Yeah, they're making us rich, but we're making them wealthy. But that's another conversation.
So
I got, you know, how do you think God hears the word nigga? Like, when we say that to one another, you know what I mean? I'm like, what's up, my nigga? You know, it's something that I have fought years with making sure I stay away from. It's hard. It's difficult.
That's right.
Because it's been implanted on the inside of us.
It's learned behavior.
And don't get me mad. If we can be honest,
that's right,
and transparent.
That's right.
It's a transparent show.
We do it all the time. Me too.
Yeah. Don't get me mad. If I get super mad, it's you are a type of nigga. You know what I mean?
That's right.
How do you think God hears that? Like, when we say that, bro, how do you think he responds? How do you think he hears it?
Here's the thing. God does not respond to words he did not create. Why would God respond to something he didn't create? How do you want my father to respond to something that don't match the language of heaven?
Wow.
The language and the vocabulary is hellish. There's a vocabulary for heaven, and there's a vocabulary for hell. There's no in between. Nigga don't belong in heaven.
Jesus Christ.
So where else would the word have to be place? It's a hellish word. It has no glory. It has no build up. It has no encouragement. It does not promote health. It promotes chains. It promotes chains. Hear me good. The people that broke free from the chains to never have to be called it again, we don't have the chains on our hands, but we have them on our mind.
Wow.
We don't have chains on our feet, but we have them on our heart. We are our own nigga. Out of the abundance of the mouth speak.
Wow. It makes me think of a word, you know, how God, you think about the character of God and the nature of God, you know, it often tells you, you know, in the word of God, in so many different ways to flee the very appearance of evil.
That's right.
So I can stand with you, you know, and say, because we have an idea of God, but we, you know, none of us really quote unquote know him, you know, completely the entirety of who he is. We have an idea of who he is, but I can stand with you in saying that I can honestly think and, you know, and see God literally ignoring that. literally turning the ear to it, like, you know, basically muting the voices of the enemy. Like, he does not respond to it. He doesn't react to it. He you know, the Holy Spirit comes in to intercede on our behalf. So it's really more like the Holy Spirit kind of, you know, intercepting that foolishness. God don't even get it. You know what I mean?
The Holy Ghost is a filter. It don't even get up to the ears of the Father.
My God.
Matter of fact, watch this. The Holy Ghost don't even have to touch it, because if the Holy Ghost touch it, which is God's spirit, then God may get a touch of it. You got people like Gabriel and Michael that's saying, you know what? We got this. That's the warring angels that still walk in the earth, that's protecting stuff on the behalf of heaven. Anytime you in combat against something, call on the name of Gabriel and Michael. Call on the name of Gabriel and Michael. They're not dead. Those are the warring angels that protect heaven's gates, beside the 144,000 that have cleansed themselves from the impurities of the world, and they have all been washed in their white robes. But Gabriel and Michael are the warring angels. That's why he told Daniel. When Daniel prayed, he said, "We heard you the first time, but there was a war in heaven. I had to send Michael." Come on, man.
Come on, man. Glory to God. Come on, man of God.
We've been taught to annihilate each other. We've been taught to annihilate each other. We are the only race of men that when we see each other, we don't speak, but we eyeball each other up and down to see which one of us gonna look the hardest and the scariest to possibly put fear in the other one.
My God.
Then when one feel played, the next word that comes out of the other's mouth is, "What's up, nigga?" You mean to tell me you looked at me, you couldn't say, what's going on, brother? How you doing? But we eyeballed each other until one of us literally released what was on the inside. What's up, nigga?
My God. Come on, man.
Slaves, man.
Come on, man of God.
We slaves, man. Even celebrities do it, man. They got celebrities fight, man. Look at what they was doing with the music, man. They was having people beefed out. They were playing their beef music and making it sell. And we thought it was cool.
Jesus Christ.
And we thought it was cool. It wasn't like the old school in the 80s. It wasn't battle rap. They changed it from battle to beef.
Wow, man.
They changed it from battle to beef. In the battle rap, you never heard them calling each other nigga and cussing each other out. It was lyrical linguistics. It was art. It was articulated right with so much respect. And whoever won, they dabbed them up and had fun. The beef now turned in. They went from battle to beef. And the beef now leaves people dead.
Yes, it does, man. Man, you know what? That brings us to our next point, man. Cancel culture. Because I'm at the point where, you know, I've been feeling, I called on a few colleagues that are high up in the industry. Like, look, there has to be something that we can do. You know, we're seeing so many young kids just dying. Like, they blow up, you know, as soon as they get their moment, 2 months later, they're dead. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And 2 months later today, because here it is, we're giving them opportunity and we're pulling them out of the hood, but we're not preparing them for the palace. So we're pulling them out of the pit, but we're not preparing them for the promised land, for the places that they're going. So it's really doing us as a culture no good. We're not progressing. You know what I mean? Their cultures and their systems are still progressing. And guess what? Their system is still their system. When this one get killed and that one get killed, I don't want to throw out no names, but you know, these kids out here dying and these people still making money.
Man, let me tell you something. let me tell you their mentality. They teach their kids, go to college, run this empire. Let me show you how to train a nigga. Let me show you how to train a nigga. We paid a nigga to stay our slave. But we also control what the nigga put out there. We telling the nigga, look, oh, that murder music is making money.
Wow.
But
man.
Who is the murder music targeted towards?
us,
the black community.
The black community.
So they say we don't have to call them niggas no more. They gonna call it to themselves.
Man, you better talk, man. Cancel culture, bro. So do you think we should fight? Because I always hear cancel culture, and you know, I've been trying to figure out what that meant, and it's in the, you know, in the by and by, you know, you kind of learn stuff as time go by. You know, I'm a little slow. So, you know, cancel culture. No, do you think we should fight as a people to cancel the word? Or do you think that it's just a part of who we are?
I think we should stand up and not care what nobody say. We should definitely fight to kill the word. Mm-hmm. Just like what I have, cancel the funeral. The funeral is canceled, man. Right?
You the king of cancel. Come on.
The funeral is canceled, right? So yes, the funeral is canceled is really canceling the mindset of what we was given versus what we should be taught.
Yes, sir.
We was given a mindset and we ran with it.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? We wasn't even, we suffer with identity crisis at 50 years old.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? While other cultures and other race of individuals are learning who they are at 10.
Come on, man.
Got a credit score of 800 at 17.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Come on, man.
So
on top of the property.
They're being given scholarship degrees and keys to a house at 21.
Right.
We're being given prison sentences.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Oof.
You know what I'm saying? God. So we
and
have
student
to look,
loan debt. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have to look at these things and not be afraid. And we have to pray for God to give us mega platforms to speak this. See, what we're saying right now needs to be spoken with thousands of people to hear us.
Mm.
And that's what we got to fight for. We don't just, we can't fight to kill the word until we fight to put it into a people that can also help us get the fight out there. So like me getting ready to come to the eight, I said, oh, I'm a knock out two birds with one stone. And so God was saying, I'm not bringing you there to preach. Although you're going to get a word, I'm bringing you there to set up purpose. So these people in this church is going to bring the funeralist canceled there. We're going to do the video when we come there of the funeralist canceled to the record you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to create, watch this. We're going to create a platform to speak like this. So all of that, while we have all of the attention on why we doing it. So when the people are out there to see the funeralist canceled, we will speak on the word nigga. More than anything.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we got to set them up. We got to pull them. And we got to pull them to a place. We got to let them see them. Why is he dead? Oh, because he looked at him like a nigga.
Come on. Come on.
Why is she wearing a black eye? Because he looked at her like a bitch. The nigga in him looked at her like a bitch.
Come on.
But see, when you graduate to understanding that you're a king can't beat a queen.
Mm.
A king will not see, and so I say, that's why I'm not really with the whole Black Lives Matter movement. I'm with Black Lives Matter, but I'm not with a Black Lives Matter movement because a Black Lives Matter movement don't move until a white man kill a black one. But we killing each other every day and ain't nobody moving.
Sir, you listen. I don't know what mountain you climbing or what mountain. I don't know where you at. But listen, I'm on my way, bro. I've been preaching the same thing. People don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it because we're so full of pain. We feel like, you know, it's just tough, man. We can't hear beyond our pain. You know what I mean? And I really want us to get to a place of healing so we can open our eyes and recognize the very thing that you just said, you know?
Amen.
Yeah, man. But anyways, we got to wrap this thing up. God, well, I want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for blessing my brother. Bless our listeners, Lord God. And we just ask right now that you continue to be who you are. God, do only what you can do, God. And
thank
that
you,
is
Lord.
Change the dynamic of this world, the ways of people, Lord God. Anything that is not like you, God, we release your spirit over it right now. And we ask that you breathe fresh on all things. that that is walking this world, walking this earth, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We give you all the honor and all the glory. Thank you for my brother and for the time that he spent, God. We pray for his ministry. We pray that it continue to flourish and that it continues to reach beyond heaven's boundaries, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bro, I love you, man.
Love you, family.
Tell us where we can find you at real quick, because we got to wrap it up. It's 30 minutes, man. Tell us where we can find you at.
Listen, y'all can find me on Facebook, Lawrence Levi, Instagram, King Levi underscore BBM, on Twitter, your boy Levi. And listen, I'm getting ready to release something so big it's in the works. I need y'all to make sure that y'all go to my handles, follow me, and watch what God is about to do. We got something great happening for you. God bless y'all. I love y'all. My name Levi.
Hey, I co-sign this, man. Y'all make sure y'all go follow my brother right now. Listen, part two of this dialogue is coming, so keep your ears open for it. Keep your eyes open for it, and you know what to do. Share this podcast with somebody that you know may need to hear it. All right? Salute, and God bless everybody. Keep it real. Yo.
Thanks for tuning in to The Transparency Show. Remember, hit that subscribe button, share with a friend. And if you are feeling led, sow a seed at anchor.fm/transparencychurch. Thank you, and God bless.